Lutheran Leaders. As we approach the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we take a brief look at the lives of influential and important Lutheran leaders and theologians. This month, Karl Monrud, C.M. Gullerud, 1908 to 1995. Karl Monrud Gullerud was born into the Norwegian Synod in 1908. His father was a pastor in that synod, serving in Tracy, Minnesota. And when the majority agreed to a merger based on a faulty agreement, he sided with the minority and became a founding member of what was later was called the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, the ELS. Thus, Karl was schooled early in the values and difficulties of maintaining a confessional Lutheranism. Karl received his higher education in the Missouri Synod, attending Concordia Lutheran High School and College in St. Paul, Minnesota. He graduated from Concordia Lutheran Seminary in St. Louis in 1932. While there, he sat in the classroom of Franz Pieper, and came into contact with other Orthodox pillars of the old Missouri Synod, as well as with others who, sadly, would contribute to Missouri's decline, and with whom he would later be forced to clash. His first call to South Dakota involved an interesting arrangement. The congregation in Volga was in the Norwegian Synod, whereas Mount Calvary in Brookings was part of the Missouri Synod. At the beginning of his ministry, he wed Ruth Rodning. They were married until her death in 1947, and their union was blessed with seven children. In 1941, Gullerud had accepted a call to Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Mankato, Minnesota. There he was pastor to many of the professors and students at Bethany Lutheran College. There he also got to know Martha Brudvig, the head cook at Bethany, whom he married in 1950. The Lord gave them two children. Gullerud's zeal for the gospel led him to canvass the area around Mankato to locate those interested in forming a congregation. In the mid-1940s, an unused church was purchased and moved to Eagle Lake, and Salem Lutheran Church was organized. While there, he also served as vice president and then president of the ELS. These were days of contention within the synodical conference, and C.M. found it necessary to follow the example of his father and leave the synod he loved. He was active in the formation of the CLC and was a charter member. To support his large family during these trying times, he became a salesman of World Book Encyclopedias and helped gather data for the U.S. Census. In our earliest days, C.M. Gullerud was one of those called to teach in our newly found seminary, first in the basement of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Mankato, and then later in Eau Claire. As a seminary professor, he was instrumental in influencing a new generation of confessional pastors with his sure knowledge of the Scriptures. He had a unique grasp of comparative symbolics, knowing almost as much about Catholic and Reformed theology as he did about Lutheran. While his teaching style was never flashy, it was sturdy and confident, done with authority. Questions were answered concisely and precisely. Gullerud's influence was not only in the classroom. He was active in administration, serving as the president of Emmanuel Lutheran College for 16 years. In addition to all that involves, he also ran the student bank. One afternoon each week, he would personally get acquainted with us, we freshmen, as we made deposits to, or more likely withdrawals from, this bank. It was one example of his conscious attempt to initiate contact with all the students at Emmanuel. On the synodical level, CM served as convention moderator in the synod's early years. He was also a longtime chairman of the synod's Board of Doctrine. But perhaps his greatest contribution was through his writing. As assistant editor of the Confessional Lutheran, he sought to influence the Synodical Conference to remain true to its past. As editor of the Lutheran Sentinel, he sought to influence the ELS in the days of controversy with Missouri. As regular contributor and then as editor of the Journal of Theology, he contributed his, quote, panorama, end quote, column, in which he surveyed the religious scene near and far and offered his wise assessment. In retirement, he wrote a number of devotional books. Our author is Norman Grieve, pastor of St. Peter's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Iron River, Michigan.